Good morning. This is Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. At Beirut's International Airport this morning, a bittersweet ceremony. As a tiny tape recorder provided a tinny version of the Marine hymn, 100 men of hotel company stood in formation, watching the American flag being lowered from the flagpole, folded, and placed in a box. There were other sounds as the first U.S. combat unit left Beirut, the sounds of sporadic fighting in the surrounding hills and north to the city, evidence the latest ceasefire is not holding. Larry Pintack watched the pullout at the Marine base.
The big guns now rolling down the makeshift wharf to the landing craft tied up at the other end. The 105-millimeter howitzers, the big guns from the Marine compound, they're the ones that have been used to defend the Marines. While they've been here, they've shelled the mountains, silencing artillery and mortar positions that have continually harassed the Marines through their stay here, especially beginning last summer. Militiamen seem happy to let the Marines go on their way. One of the reasons they were hitting at them was to drive them out. They've now succeeded in that. And this morning, the first Marine combat units are finally leaving. Trucks loading men and equipment onto the landing craft. Helicopters shuttling back and forth almost constantly. And from the look of things, it won't be finished today. The guess here on the ground is tomorrow it'll all be over. Larry Pintack, CBS News at Green Beach, outside Beirut.
Marine officials say they will turn their base over to units of the Lebanese Army. There are reports this morning of heavy new fighting in the Iran-Iraq war. An Iraqi military spokesman says Iraqi forces have crushed a two-pronged Iranian offensive in the Misan sector, killing nearly 2,000 attackers and wounding and capturing many more. Iraq also says Iranian warplanes bombed four Iraqi towns, killing 19 people. There's no word from Iran on the latest battles, but its dispatches usually claim great victories. Iran has warned the United States against intervening in the Persian Gulf.
Hey, are you pulling out of that parking spot?
Give me a break. I just pulled in.
Oh, darn. I've never seen this street so crowded.
Yeah, there's a big event going on down at the Datsun dealer. 8.8% financing on any new Nissan truck.
I know. That's why I'm here.
8.8 annual percentage rate. The banks are at about 14.25%.
I know.
You need a minimum 10 to 16% down payment. And over a 48-month term, Nissan's 8.8% can save you up to $700 on their lowest sticker-priced truck.
Up to $1,400 on the model I want.
Which truck is that?
A tough, tall 4x4 King Cab with brush guard, light bar, tubular bumper.
The red one?
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah, I bought it.
8.8% is the lowest factory-sponsored truck financing around, but it won't be around forever. So if you want 8.8% financing on the Nissan truck of your choice, hurry. For qualified buyers only at participating Datsun dealers.
This is the final weekend of campaigning for Democratic presidential candidates trying to make the cut in Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. Last night, they all gathered at a party fundraiser in Nashua and, as Susan Spencer reports, got some advice from a former White House aspirant.
Congressman Morris Udall warned the eight contenders not to say things against each other now that the Republicans could use against the Democratic nominee later on. And for the most part, over a program that lasted more than 3.5 hours, they didn't. Instead, urging support for themselves and reserving their pot shots for the president. Cranston said Mr. Reagan makes him miss Richard Nixon. Glenn said any of the eight contenders would be better. Askew agreed, adding, none of us is a neophyte. And McGovern said he's not even sure that Mr. Reagan is such a nice guy. And McGovern criticized the president for campaigning on the so-called social issues.
I think this business of the president every election year, reminding us that if we elect him again, he's going to restore prayer to the public schools, would come in better favor if he himself would turn up in church once in a while.
Last night may be the last time that all of the eight Democrats show up at the same place. The primary, with Walter Mondale a heavy favorite, is expected to trim the field considerably. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Negotiators for the White House and Congress still haven't scraped up that $100 billion down payment to trim the federal deficit. As Neil Strauser reports, the sticking point is the Pentagon's huge shopping list.
When the negotiators meet again next Tuesday, it is clear that defense spending cutbacks will be on the table whether the White House likes it or not, and put there not by the Democrats who have been demanding the discussion, but by a Republican, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Pete Domenici, who said he acted to save the chances for agreement on a deficit reduction package.
Clearly, it all has a chance of falling apart unless it is glued together with a defense reduction package over the next 3 years, as I see it.
Domenici proposed holding the real increase in defense spending to 5%, 4.5%, and 4%, respectively, over the next 3 years. He said his proposal should be checked out with defense-related committees so discussions could resume next week. Democratic Senator Daniel Inouye said he saw some light at the end of the tunnel. House Republican Whip Trent Lott agreed there had to be some defense spending, though perhaps not as much. Not talking was the chief negotiator for President Reagan, who wants a 13% real increase in defense spending next year. James Baker said Senator Inouye wasn't smiling too much. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
When you're looking for a bank that reaches farther out, look to the leader, Bank of America. California's leading business bank. More and more California companies today are reaching out around the world for new markets, for raw materials. That's why you need a bank that knows the world. Bank of America, a leader in international banking. We have more than 110 branches in over 70 countries, a world of international services from foreign exchange and letters of credit to complex merger and acquisition services. Our local corporate bankers can provide access to our global network of facilities and services to meet your sophisticated banking needs. They are backed by the resources and experience of California's largest business bank. So when you're looking for a bank that reaches farther out, look to Bank of America. Look to the leader.
In Century City, see Randall Peterson at 550-3452.
The madness of the 1978 Jonestown massacre in Guyana seems remote from a Los Angeles schoolyard, but police now believe there was a connection in the mind of 28-year-old sniper Tyrone Mitchell. Police say Mitchell, a Jonestown orphan, took his own life after killing a 10-year-old girl and wounding 14 others, three of them critically. Andrea Naberson has more.
The drama began as classes were letting out for the day at 49th Street Elementary School in South Central L.A. As many as 100 students had poured into the playground when shots were fired from a house across the street. Teacher David Walker helped herd children to safety.
I began to hurry all the children off, encouraging the other teachers to push the children in the direction opposite of the shooting.
Police evacuated nearby residents and surrounded the house. As dusk fell, they fired at least a dozen tear gas canisters into the house. There was only silence inside. Soon after, police broke down the door, only to find Mitchell's body. His uncle, Willie Lee Mitchell, said Tyrone had been unstable ever since relatives had died in the Jonestown massacre 5 years ago.
Family got killed over there with Jim Jones. Ever since that, he had a problem. He'd been drinking, he owned some kind of narcotic.
But police say they don't know why Tyrone Mitchell turned his anger and his guns on school children. Andrea Naberson, CBS News, Los Angeles.
At least 100 people have been killed in the industrial city of Cubatão, Brazil today when a fire apparently caused by a gasoline pipeline leak swept for several hours through a crowded shantytown. 150 others were reported injured. In Conroe, Texas this morning, funeral services will be held for David, the boy who spent his 12 years of life in a plastic bubble and who died this week 15 days after leaving it. Important talks are being held today to preserve the latest effort to end 17 years of Bush warfare between South Africa and Angolan-based rebels trying to reclaim control over Namibia. Tony Danita reports from Johannesburg.
At an American-arranged meeting in southern Angola this morning, the two countries will try to quash South African suspicion that a ceasefire agreement is being violated. The meeting is being held in southern Angola, in a village that 2 months ago was the center of fighting between South African invading forces and guerrillas of the Southwest Africa People's Organization, SWAPO. Angolan and Cuban troops fought on SWAPO's side. South Africa claims that SWAPO is moving into positions recently vacated by South African troops. South Africa threatens to retaliate. That would effectively end the ceasefire and the Reagan administration's claim to successfully bringing peace to southern Africa. It's likely that American officials will take part in today's Angolan talks, A diplomatic presence there brings the U.S. a step further to strengthening its own ties with Angola's Marxist-ruled government. Tony Danina for CBS News, Johannesburg.
Hello, I'm Catherine Crosby speaking for COIT, and we have a wonderful idea. We want to invite you to a thank you party. That's right. Order COIT Drapery Cleaning this week, and we'll say thank you with a champagne party. I look forward to meeting you, and you'll receive a free copy of my book, My Life with Bing, which I will autograph with a personal message to you. It's a large, beautifully bound book, and I know you'll enjoy it. We'll have our picture taken together, and you'll see some wonderful Bing Crosby memorabilia and his Oscar for Going My Way. Phone COIT today. I've been a COIT customer for years, and I can assure you, you'll be pleased when your drapes come back looking like new. Join me at our thank you party for your free book, picture, and lots of champagne, even a filmed tour of my Hillsborough home in California. Phone COIT Drapery Cleaners for a free estimate. They're as near as your phone book.
The World News Roundup is sponsored by Nissan, builders of high-mileage, high-quality cars and trucks for 50 years, available at your Datsun dealer. Good morning, it's 7:11. This is your CBS News station in Los Angeles, KNX News Radio. I'm Michael Ambrosini.